Well, thanks very much, Richard. I think
what you
covered is really the missing link in a lot of people's journey online. I think a lot of things, what happens is somebody comes online, and goes searching for the money to try and figure out how to make money online before they actually take a look at themselves and, you know, develop the mindset and the actual way of thinking that, okay, first I need to work on myself before I actually go out looking for a business. The next thing we're going to cover now, like Richard said, my little 10 minutes is going to be really the nuts and bolts of setting up your business. And what happened with me, and I think what happens with a lot of people, is there'll be a certain point in your business where you have an epiphany, or what I'd like to say is an aha moment, where everything suddenly becomes crystal clear, and it's just because you suddenly thought of a different way of looking at things, or something happened to you that just tweaked your thinking process and made things come crystal clear. What happened to me was basically I had a mail order company offline back in about 1993. And from that mail order company, I was always looking up for new ways to find prospects, new ways to advertise, and increase the efficiency of the company. And one of the ideas that I came up with is maybe I could do something using the internet to be able to cut down on the advertising costs. And I came online about 1996, 97, in that area, and looking for ways that I could actually, you know, promote the business. And at that time, I didn't really see how the internet was going to help me because I was more geared into the offline world. By about 2001, I had actually figured things out, and I came online and started a business online. And it never occurred to me until about a year later when I had my first aha moment for the internet that my internet business was actually the exact same process, or I was going through the exact same process online as I was offline in my direct mail company or my mail order company. And that really changed the way that I did business, and it was really at that point where I started to see my online business as a mail order company. And then I was able to formulate it using the same process that I was using offline, and then things really started to click. Things started to come together. But for the first year that I was working online, I really didn't make any money because I was out there trying, you know, really spinning my wheels, and I didn't have a mentor at that time or a coach that said, okay, do this, and now do this, and now do this. It was all trial and error really kind of out there floundering around trying to come up with things. So just to give you a quick example of the difference between the online and offline world when it comes to the mail order business, when I was doing mail order offline, I was spending about 50% of the income that was coming into the business. I would be spending that on expenses, and the biggest expense in the mail order company is your advertising. Your advertising, your marketing, whether you're sending out postcards, whether you're advertising in newspapers, you're advertising in magazines, your fax advertising, whatever it is you're doing in the offline world, it's very, very expensive. So I was actually very happy to be able to have my cost down as low as 50%. When we do that online, when we take pretty much the same business online, my costs now range from about anywhere from 10 to 20% depending on what I'm experimenting with that month or what advertising I'm doing, what marketing I'm doing. So now instead of keeping $50 for every $100 that I bring in, I'm keeping anywhere from $80 to $90 of that $100 that I'm bringing into the company. I get to keep $80 to $90 of that in the company. So there's really no comparison, especially when it comes to the financial side of it. When you also look at the work and the actual physical labor that you're doing, again, it's the same type of thing. When you're offline, if you're just doing a simple postcard campaign, for example, you have really seven steps that you go through. You design a postcard, first of all. Then you've got to print out your postcard. And once you get them printed out, you have to put everybody's address on them, whether you're using labels, mostly you use labels, or you're handwriting them, depends on what the campaign is. You have to then stamp them. You have to run them to the post office, and within a week to 2 weeks, you start getting some orders start to filter in. So now you've got people paying generally by check at that time. I was processing mostly checks. So then you would end up taking the checks, you fill out all your deposit slips, and you have to run all that to the bank. Then you have to wait again, and then you take your checks. You have to wait for the checks to clear, and then you've got to package everything up and take it to the post office, and then you've got to mail it. And then it's pretty much like your shampoo bottle, you know, apply, rinse, repeat. And all the time, you end up, you know, being at some particular stage. You could be in step one, step two, step three, all the way down to step seven every single day. So you're always in, a constant circulation. When you get your online business, you know, up and running and things are running smoothly, what happens is you really have a five-step process, and you're only involved in one step. So in the online side of things, you would send out, if you're looking the same, you know, comparing apples to apples, the same process, you send out an email message to your list. Your subscribers decide whether they're going to take you up on the offer, whether they're going to take a look at what you're promoting. So they go and visit the website that you say, you know, that you're promoting in that email. Some of those visitors or the subscribers are going to click on the buy button and go ahead and make a purchase. Their credit card is automatically verified by the payment processing company, whether you're using PayPal or ClickBank or 2Checkout, whatever. And then your customer is automatically sent to a download area where they take care of themselves. Everything, but the majority of things are electronic. It's online, so they download whatever they want. If you take a look at where you're involved in that process, your whole involvement is in step one. You send out an email. So you write an email and you send it out. Now, again, that's comparing apples to apples because I didn't go through the whole process of what you had to do to develop your list offline. But there's also, of course, the list building and everything online, which is the same process, again, as it is offline. But when you're looking at the actual physical, your daily process, once you've got your list built, what you physically do is you send out an email. That's pretty much your day's work. So there's really no comparison from online and offline, but it is the same process. Online, you're working with a mail order business. Your website is a giant interactive brochure. And when that hit me, that was my first big aha moment. The next thing was actually something that Richard covered, was that you really have to learn that you have to walk before you can run. And you know, it's very easy to come online and see all the huge success stories. You're familiar with people like Willie, who now are, you make a very, very good income. But way back in the beginning when Willie started out, he wasn't making huge dollars. He was actually, coming on. He struggled around the same as we all do.
Right. Took 10 years.
Exactly. and I think that's the point that a lot of people really miss. Actually, Willie, can you just very briefly, if you don't mind, just give us a quick history of where you came from? Because I know you and I talked a couple of years ago when we did an interview, and you have a really, really unique story. You aren't somebody who was born with a silver spoon in your mouth.
Right. I grew up on government subsistence on a tobacco farm, and didn't even discover or think about college until I was a senior in high school, and then they noticed my grades were above average, so they sort of pushed me towards college and fumbled my way through there and went into the military for a career, but somewhere in there decided that since my degree was in business and I'd always been interested in business, that I would start a business. And so I went on the internet in 96, and my first website was really nothing more than a banner farm, probably, a lot of promotions for various products, mostly internet marketing or whatever they were selling back then. But it wasn't until I, found the niche and really got focused that things really took off for me. But with no real business background, business training in college, but no practical experience prior to coming on the internet.
And I think that's great because, there's so many people online right now that come on and they have such a huge potential because they don't have any financial hurdles to overcome. The only hurdle that they have to overcome is really the battle with their mind. And you've got the people that come on and they come on in day one and on a Monday, by Friday they've decided that nothing works. It just doesn't happen. And then you take a look at someone like yourself, Willie, who you come on with basically nothing and you persevere and you work and you strive and you get through all the hurdles, And now you finally make it to where, you know, a point where you can say, ah, I have finally arrived. And, I find it, fascinating that there's so many people out there that kind of come into the online world that have never really experienced anything offline to have a comparison to, and just come online with the get-rich-quick thinking.
I actually think that's a very valid point, Terry, because, you know, certainly if you listen to the audios of, you know, how a lot of these guys got to where they are, you know, we're not talking about people who came from, you know, corporate America who had huge business backgrounds who were already on 100, 200,000 a year. You know, a lot of the people who have made it online have done it in the last 10 years and have done it through hard work. And, you know, that is the fact that there are people who are, you know, less fortunate than any of us on the call. And, you know, who I'm thinking about the 35 cents a day story, Terry.
Yeah.
We
can mention that. Josh Anderson has a phenomenal story. I think he's probably overcome the most hurdles of anybody that I've talked to. Josh Anderson, who's a phenomenal internet marketer now, or online business entrepreneur, started off with absolutely nothing. He was homeless. I think it was like 16
yes,
or 17.
I
think he was 16 or 17, wasn't he, whenever he left home or was kicked out of his home. And he ended up begging on the street, and he was making something like 35 cents a day, and that's what he was living on, was 35 cents a day. Now, to come from 35 cents a day to making almost $1 million a year, I don't see anybody, on this call, I don't see, gut feel anyway, that there's nobody on this call that's going to be able to say, you know, I just can't make it, and they have the same story as Josh, to come from such poverty.
I think you're right, and it's mindset. You know, people I find tend to make excuses to say I can't do it because, and then they will give you a list of excuses. And you know, when you hear stories like that, you just have to say to people, well, hold on a second, you're a lot more fortunate, you've got a lot more going for you than other people have. So you know, just get over the excuses and just start doing the work. And one thing I think is that people kind of think it's nearly easier not to do something, because if you try and do something and you get feedback rather than that you fail, well then people might laugh at you, and people kind of think, well, I probably will fail, so why even try? And that's an awful attitude to have, of why even try because I might fail. Okay, so what if you fail? As Terry often mentions, to set up your business online, you probably need maybe no more than $1,000, $2,000 to get the basics that you actually need to get online. And, you know, if you can get that money together and you have a good sort of marketing plan or a good journal to sort of keep you focused, well, then you have no excuse not to be a success. And again, success is something that is, it's completely personal. You know, at the moment, who is it, Terry? Is it Mark Goldman with the $100,000 is a success for him on a JV or a minimum of $100,000?
Yeah, if he doesn't do $100,000 in a joint venture, he doesn't feel it's been successful.
No, to a lot of us, that would be like more than successful if you could pull off two or three of those a year. But success is different for people. For some people, it might be just getting that first $10. So, you know, don't think that success has to be that you're going to, as Terry says, you're going to start Monday and by Friday you're going to be, you know, driving the Ferrari. That isn't going to happen. Sorry, Terry, I put it in again.
That's no, quite all right, quite all right. You actually, you're back to the point that we were talking about where, you know, you have to make your first $10 online, and it really works hand in hand. You have to do, your first 10 before you do your first 100, and your first 100 before you do your first 500, and on and on. The other thing is, when we're comparing the online-offline world, another thing that you actually just touched on now, Richard, was the $1,000, and I like to use that rule of thumb. I'm going to start a business when I first come online, the mindset that I have. I'm going to start a business, which means there's going to be some expenses. The first thing I'm going to need is some seed money. I'm going to need a little bit of my own money to be able to start my own business. And you can bootstrap your way in. You don't have to have a huge amount of money, but rule of thumb, I say about $1,000 to start off and look at about a maintenance fee of about $100 a month. Now, of course, you can come in for a lot less. You can patch things together and make things work until you can finally afford it. But if you want to actually come on and start a business and really set yourself up for success right away, look at having about $1,000, and it's not $1,000 you have to go out and buy at a website for $1,000. You're going to need some software, you're going to need some some tools and programming, and you're going to need some money for marketing. Because what's going to happen is, in the very, very beginning, you don't have a list. You don't have the basics that we, you know, after the first 6 months you're going to have. Your main asset in your business, because it's a mail order business, is your list. And to be able to build that list, you got to do something first. You got to start advertising. Now, there are free ways to advertise as well, but the most effective way is if you can actually get out there, spend a little bit of money, not a lot of money, but spend a little bit of money on advertising and start generating that list first. So really what we're looking at, we're going to just take you through a quick little process. It's pretty much a six-step process of how to really get online and make things work. And at the very, very basic level, number one, regardless whether you have your own products or whether you're going to be an affiliate, and what we recommend in the beginning, if you're just coming online, is don't spend time trying to develop your own product, because you're going to waste a good 2 or 3 months trying to develop a product when you should be spending that 2 or 3 months learning how to market and learning how to run a business online. So the first thing you want to do is actually join an affiliate program or a few affiliate programs. And then the next thing you want to do is really set up the business for yourself. Regardless of the fact that you're an affiliate of other companies, you need to start branding yourself, and you need to actually run your own business. You're not just simply an affiliate for everybody else's business. You are the marketing manager for that business, and that's the mindset that you need to take. If you're the marketing manager for 5 different companies, for example, you're the CEO of your own marketing company. And as your own business, you need your own domain name. You need your own website. So the first thing you do is you get your own domain name. And the place where very, very popular with a lot of people is GoDaddy.com. So www.GoDaddy.com. That's where I register all my domain names. And that's something like, $9, $10 a year for your domain name. Now, your domain name is your www.YourMarketingJournal.com. So you've got your domain name. Now, the next thing you need to do is to get some hosting, because you have to have somewhere to actually put your website. Now, you can get hosting. There's thousands and thousands of places to get hosting. GoDaddy offers hosting, but I don't recommend GoDaddy's hosting, because they don't use what's called cPanel. And cPanel is pretty much the most popular control panel that's going to run the back office part of your website. So I recommend that you go and find a web host that offers cPanel or runs on cPanel. Now, the hosting company that we recommend is run through what's called HostingTerry.com, which is www.HostingTerry.com. And the next thing, so now you've got your domain, okay, your domain is pointing to your hosting company. The next thing you need to do is upload a website. So you got to build yourself a little website, and you can get a lot of the time your hosting company will provide some software that you can use to build your website. And that's a good way, if you've never done it before, that's a good way to start, is just to basically kind of feel around building your own website that way, because most of the time the software that they provide is very, very simple to use. So use that software, get things rolling, and when you're ready to upgrade to an independent piece of software that you're going to work with on your desktop, then you can look at something like WebsiteTerry.com. And that's a very, very powerful piece of software that allows you to develop your own website you do it on your desktop instead of doing it online, and then you upload that up to your website. Now, that's after you've experienced like a month or a couple of months using the software that you're using on your hosting company. The thing about developing your website is you want to do it so that the very first page, your index page, that people are going to see is a landing page. It's a page where you're going to collect people's contact details. A lot of a buzzword online right now is a squeeze page, because what a lot of people or a lot of webmasters do is try to squeeze your name and email address out of you before they let you see their sales message. Now, that's a one tactic, which I suppose is okay, but I don't agree with making people or forcing people to leave their name and email address before they see my sales page. Reason being is 30 to 50% of the people that come into your page, to your index page, are going to leave their name and email address because they're interested in what you're offering. Like when you go to yourmarketingjournal.com, you're going to see our landing page. Our landing page is an interview that I did with Thelman Knutson, and he explained how he made $1 million in his first 12 months online as an affiliate. It's really, really hard-hitting information. It's fantastic. It's a great thing to download, and you get that by entering your name and email address. But you don't have to. If you don't, if you're not interested in Thelman's interview, you, down at the bottom, it says, if you've heard the buzz about Your Marketing Journal and you're not interested in downloading the interview, but you would like to see what Your Marketing Journal is all about, click here. And you click there and you go into the sales page. So now I'm not losing 50 to 70% of the people who visit the landing page. They're not going off and thinking, okay, well, I'm just sick and tired of signing up for everything all the time. They actually have the option to go and look at the sales page without having to leave their name and email address. So now we've collected 100% of the people. They're either going to leave their name and email address or they're going to click in to see the actual sales page. So we don't lose anybody. Now, the other thing is, just to explain about the sales page, this little form that you see on all these sales pages is very, very simple. It comes from your autoresponder. And it's just a little piece of either Java code or HTML that your autoresponder generates for you, and you just have to cut and paste that into your landing page in your website, and that's it. So putting together, you know, your website is very, very simple. You just have you just have your landing page, which is some, you know, the page that people are going to sign up for, and then you have, you know, you can have of course as many pages as you want, but very simply you could have either just one or two other pages where people end up going after they sign up for, you know, the free offer. Now, the other thing I just want to mention is about autoresponders. And it's very, very crucial that you choose an autoresponder with a very high deliverability rate. And you can have autoresponders that you you actually have the script installed on your own website, or you can use third-party autoresponders or autoresponder services. And what we recommend is autoresponderterry.com. And that is powered by AWeber. Now, the reason I use AWeber is they have one of the highest deliverability rates online. They actually get your email delivered to places where generally the filters are so strong that they actually filter out a lot of the email that people actually want to read. You know, places like AOL, places like Hotmail, you know, the places where it's very difficult to get your messages through. AWeber is able to get a lot more messages through than if you have your own service that you're running on your computer. Now, something that I hope you kind of picked up on when I was going through the 6 points are these really strange email or the really strange URLs: Hosting Terry, Website Terry, Autoresponder Terry. All of those are actually affiliate programs. But when you get your affiliate program link, if you get a link, for example, if you're going to promote Your Marketing Journal, if you get a link like yourmarketingjournal.com/CGIBIN12785?LM3, that looks completely unprofessional. You definitely do not want to put that into an email because people are, first of all, it looks very unprofessional. Second of all, there are some people out there who prefer not to click on affiliate links. They want to go directly to the site, and that bypasses your affiliate code and your affiliate commissions. So what I've done in the main affiliate programs that I run, for example, or that I promote, you know, hosting programs, website programs, autoresponder, those programs, all that is right now, very simply, is a domain name that's forwarded. So it just, all it does is points to my affiliate link. So my domain name, just for an example, autoresponderterry.com, all I do is forward that to aweber.com/28935 or whatever, you know, whatever my affiliate link is. So people actually don't see that affiliate link. They go to Autoresponder Terry and end up on an AWeber page, and they go through the information. Now, that's one way of doing it. The other way to do it is you might want to give people a choice. You might want to say, okay, I have 3 autoresponders that I'd like to recommend. I want to recommend AWeber, GetResponse, and AutoResponse Plus, for example. The other thing you can do with that is autoresponderterry.com could be a simple one-page website where you review the three different autoresponders that you would recommend and tell people about why you, you know, what are the pros and cons of each one, and let them make the decision. So there's really kind of two ways to go about that. At the same time, you're branding yourself. And when we're talking about branding, we're not talking about branding like, you know, Coke or McDonald's type branding where everybody in the world is going to know, about Autoresponder Terry. Your branding, or the branding that you're going to be doing, is basically branding to your circle of influence or to the people who are in your database. So when you're contacting these people through your emails, you're actually branding yourself by showing people who you are, the actual type of person that you are, the kind of services that you're out, offering, and that type of thing. So that's the kind of branding that you're doing. You're just basically branding and developing a feeling among the people who know you. So, for example, you're on Willie's list. You know how Willie is. You know he's a very solid individual. You know he's not out there to scam you. You know he's on the phone every Saturday doing, the coaching calls, and you know that he's there for you. He's not, you know, hiding behind his websites. He's got his contact information on his websites. You know, he answers his email. He answers his telephone. In fact, Willie's one of the only people that you can actually call his telephone number, and he picks it up in the first three rings. And that's not common. But really, I mean, that's the branding. You get a good feel for who the person is, and that's the type of branding that you want to be doing to your database while you're developing your list and you build your database. Now, the other thing is, what you want to do with gathering people's email address and their contact details whenever you're creating your landing page. One of the reasons you want to do that is 97% of the people who visit your website aren't going to buy anything. If you've got a good conversion rate of about 3%, you're going to make, you know, somebody's going to buy something the very first time they read your sales page. They're going to say, yeah, that's me, definitely, I got to have that. So they're going to click the buy button. 97% of the people on the low side are not. So if you don't have a way to contact these people again, they're simply visitors to your website. They're not. You don't have them in your database. You have no way to contact them and show them a different angle or a different, you know, bit of information to show that, you know, to bring them back to your website. So that's another reason that you need to be able to get their contact information. On average, you have to contact somebody 7 to 12 times before they actually make a purchase. So they might see 7 of your emails or 12 of your emails or 15 of your emails before they actually come back to your website and say, you know what, I actually see that you're a real person. I really kind of have a little bit of a trust level starting to develop here because I see that what you're doing is a very quality service, and now I'm ready to buy. Because you don't know what stage these people are in their lives. I mean, you can send out an email, and some people may be ready to buy today, but, you know, most people aren't. And you could send out that exact same email tomorrow, and maybe the person who wasn't ready today to buy something is ready tomorrow. So it's really a matter of hitting the people at the right time in their lives, and you have no way of knowing when that is. So it's very, very important that you collect the contact details of the people. Now, once you've got your website in place, the nuts and bolts are there. Everything is you know, set and ready to function. The next thing you do is you need to drive traffic to your website. And this is where I think a lot of people fall down and they kind of drop the ball, where there's so many ways to drive traffic to your website, it's almost difficult to say, you know, what am I going to do first? I read one ebook, you know, that says use pay-per-click search engines. You know, I read another ebook and listen to another, expert in the industry. They say all they do is classified ads. And somebody else says, you know, all I do is print ads in magazines and newspapers. And there's also, you know, you got press releases, you've got articles, you can post on forums, you can optimize your website for search engines, you can do email marketing, blogs, e-zines. I mean, there's just almost an infinite number of ways that you can market and get people to your website. What you need to do is focus on one at a time. Start off and say, okay, for the next 3 days, I'm going to experiment with pay-per-click search engines. Or maybe you're going to do that for a week. Try for a week and see what happens. You know, read something on pay-per-click search engines. Find who is knowledgeable on pay-per-click search engines. When you get to that, for example, Perry Marshall is really the pay-per-click search engine guy. And he's written a book called The Definitive Guide to Google AdWords, I believe is what it's called. and you know, you read that book and you find out so much information about placing, you know, Google AdWords, that it's an education in itself. And if you go out and try and stumble your way through it because you don't want to spend the $40 on the book, you waste your week trying to figure out how to use Google AdWords. Whereas if you spend the $40 up front, you say, okay, now I'm going to take the advice that Perry has given me, and you're not reinventing the wheel. It's back to what Richard said. You know, go ahead and follow somebody who's been there before, been there, done that, wearing the T-shirt, and you don't have to go ahead and reinvent the wheel. You've actually got a really solid plan to follow and go along with it. And what we've done, what we've got actually, is a website. Now, again, it's an affiliate website. It's marketingterry.com. And what it is a complete set of training modules and software and tools that really help you drive traffic to your website. You just basically start at the beginning, click on the first button, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and you just follow the whole process. Get some training on pay-per-click search engines, go to some pay-per-click search engines and start putting your training into action. Training, action, training, action. And it's really, you know, the three cornerstones of building the business, where you've got your mindset, you've got your education, you've got your action. Or like Richard said with DAC, where you've got your decision, action, and choices. And you really have to put that into effect. So that's really the very basics. I mean, of course, there's a lot of details and whatnot that we don't have, you know, an extreme amount of time to cover. We could be here, you know, for 6-7 hours if we wanted to do all the details. But that gives you the basics and lets you, you know, kind of put a plan together, formulate, you know, a good idea of how to go about things. And what we're going to do is within the next 48 hours, we'll have this call up on a website so that you can go and actually download it and review it again. We also have, we're going to be, along with that call, we'll be giving you the notes that Richard and I use to follow along and make sure that we don't miss any of the points that we want to cover. So you're going to actually get our speaker's notes, if you will, as a PDF file, so that it makes it a little easier to follow along with the conversation as well. The final thing I just wanted to mention one additional time is the special offer that we're putting up for you. It's just while we're on the call, and that is at www.yourmarketingjournal.com/special. And again, you're going to land on our landing page. If you don't want to sign up for the Telman interview, you don't want to download the Telman interview, go to the bottom. There's a link that says click here, and you go to the sales page. Now, that's the normal sales page. You're not going to see any special, you know, splashes or banners or anything there. That's the normal sales page. But what we're doing is basically monitoring the time that the sales come in. And if you become a Your Marketing Journal member while we're on the call, Richard and I are going to spend 30 minutes with you helping you build your business. We'll take a look at your website. We'll take a look at your business model. If you don't have a business model, we'll help you develop one. Basically, what we do is take you from wherever you are right now, and we help lift you to the next level. So the actual value of that is $150. So you're going to get 30 minutes with Richard and I, $150 value, absolutely free, if you become a Your Marketing Journal member on this call.